You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. Hey, it's the after party. This is day 5, episode 4, Sweet Dreams. I'm here reviewing, as I am every week, with the lovely and talented Chris Herman.
Aw, thanks. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're a hottie, Chris. Come on, man. All the ladies on the internet, after seeing your videos, they're like, Who's that guy?
All 100 of them. Please check out our video content of, all of our Rooster Teeth coverage, but we got some really fun stuff coming out later. But today, like you said, we're actually talking about the next episode.
Well, the episode that just aired, that they've just seen.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Assuming they're actually watching as it airs, Sweet Dreams is, like, doing what we speculated about. Like, so are we actually going to follow up on what's going on with Davy J's character Ellis when he splits off, or is that just going to come into it later?
And I have a feeling that they would do that. They would split the story into two different things, where we're following Davy J's character who's gone to Dallas. We're to figure out, like, that's where the origin of the sickness or the death plague, whatever you want to call it, sleep death, originated. While all of our other characters, Allie and Jake and Sam, go to Austin to find
always the better decision.
Yes, well, I mean, yeah, it's Austin. Who doesn't want to go there? But to find, I think the Allie's friend, who we also find out.
It's her lover.
Which I totally guessed it episode 2. Totally knew it. I sensed the chemistry there. I know people, Chris. I know relationships.
I still thought I stood a chance.
No.
With Allie. No. Now apparently no.
Oh, I love Jake's expression when he says, like, oh. one of the few funny moments.
Well, it's kind of adorable because she comes in all pissed, and then her lover is like, makes a completely reasonable explanation.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, well, okay then.
Sorry, I slapped you just like a second ago.
But that whole thing, you're like, we don't know what just happened. You're just like, she shoots up a Sam with some black shit, and he passes out, that's the last we see of
it's
them.
It's the stuff from Prometheus.
So yeah, right? Or maybe it's the black oil from the X-Files.
Yeah. Oh,
or maybe it's the demon spirits from Outcast. I don't know.
Man, this would be like a fantastic crossover.
Seems unlikely
that
Day 5 had the rights for said crossovers, but I don't think Fox has been in talks with them or anything.
Well, we'll see. You never know. It's getting pretty big.
Yeah, but we didn't get much from their story other than, of course, the triumphant moment of watching Stephanie Drapeau in her underwear.
Very good. She's a very lovely
all about that.
Lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that should be a running story element from now on.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear you say that. Yeah.
But yes, as we said, the main story following Ellis with his story, which is definitely one of the more touching moments of the show, I thought, so far, when it brings in Joel Heyman, who you said is a voice on...
I mean, he's one of the co-founders of Rooster Teeth. I mean, he plays the most popular, arguably the most popular Red vs. Blue character, Michael J. Caboose, on... he has been on the series for, I don't know how many seasons. I think they're up to, like, season 15 or 14 by now. I mean, about there, 15. But, we were introduced to him in this really cool just opening sequence where, like, kind of the episodes usually start, like, oh, day 2 or day 3, day 4. They kind of go back in the past a little bit, maybe give us some backstory. But for him, we're introduced to him, it says day 96.
And you're like, what is that about?
What?
With him... Like, I'm not sure about the scientific believability.
I mean, we find out later in the episode the reason why it says day 96 is he's been awake longer than everybody else.
Yeah, he has a disease that prevents him from sleeping, but they say we'll kill him after a few years. I'm like, I'm reasonably sure that's not a thing.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to research it and see if it actually is true, but
maybe
really he has super insomnia, basically.
Yeah,
where
mega insomnia.
Yeah, again, he's able to stay up well past... I mean, yeah, he just can't. He can't fall asleep.
Weirdly, he's the only character in this whole show who doesn't even look mildly tired either. Yeah. You're like, they never express he's just not tired. Mm-hmm. He should look worse than anybody.
Well, he says that it's like, for him, it's... I mean, he's just as tired as everybody else. It's just more drawn out for him, and maybe he just got used to it.
It's just a point, you're just over it. You're like, whatever. Sleep is for pussies.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, again, you know, his introduction, and also his co-star, who I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but...
Yeah. Was it Meredith?
No, that's actually the sniper who I definitely want to start talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they kind of bring again, it's kind of much needed humor into like the opening kind of focus. It's much, even though the opening sequence is very kind of scary, where the camera pans around and where everyone seems to be normal, then they all drop dead.
Yeah,
like, and that's just like very just like, oh, off putting.
Yeah, because like I'm on that plate exact place where that's filmed outside the Paramount Theater.
I know,
like,
I know,
the time.
I've walked by many times too, but then what was I going with this? But yeah, just the, kind of we starts after that starts very quiet, like introducing their relationship with each other, and it's kind of very quiet and sweet. And then when they're, I think they're going to Dallas for whatever reason to go to the world's or the best bakery ever.
Yeah,
which
is totally worth it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the food they show there, it's like I want to go.
I don't know if that. I'm gonna assume that's a real bakery that they named.
Yeah, I'll assume that too.
Probably. I would have thought you're going to Dallas, you stop off by what's it called? The Czech stop in West, which is on the way.
Oh, okay.
Which is like the best kolaches in the known universe.
I've never had a kolache. I keep hearing everyone talking about
it. Dude, and next time you, for any reason, have to go to Dallas, just go ahead and put in your GPS the town of West, the exit.
Okay.
Just get off. You'll see it first thing.
All right.
It's like a big grocery store or big convenience store with people just lined up because the kolaches are amazing.
What is a kolache? Not to get off topic.
Well, you know when you like you take like a sausage and put it in a little croissant bun or
I have had
something.
Those. Yeah, I thought it was something different.
Yeah, you just never had one that was as good as
it was
that.
Good, like well made.
Yeah, and they make all sorts of different stuff and stuff. And there's fruit ones, there's meat ones, there's all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. After they were kind of introduced to them, they come under fire from like this mysterious sniper who apparently has been killing a bunch of people.
Yes.
And I guess if we can learn in previous episodes, people have been, because of the sleep deprivation, they've been going insane and kind of turning to psychopaths. That I'm still hoping for that Mad Max style episode in day five. I want that.
Well,
Lord Humongous.
We kind of had that last episode. The guy's like drilled nails through his arm and now is killing people.
It was kind of like that, but to me, it felt more of like a horror, their homage to zombie movies.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Totally.
I want to see very muscular men in leather loincloths, Chris. That's what I want.
Okay.
I mean, not,
especially Dan
not
Stevens.
In that kind of way. You know me and Dan Stevens. But yeah, I mean, and then as we learned, like when, was it Ben Beavers? What's his name? Bill Beavers.
Bill Beavers.
And
that's not an in-joke to something, is it?
I think it, I don't know, maybe it is. I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay.
My Rooster Teeth knowledge doesn't go as far as some people think.
Okay, fair enough.
But then, yeah, we kind of reunite with Ellis,
yes,
who again, who's kind of come under fire from the sniper, we're introduced to all these other new characters. Some I thought again add the extra humor and
although
really cool dynamic.
That weird moment of nerd rage.
Yeah, that was kind of
like, what are you guys? Are you trying to say something here about like the nerd rage that's so overly prevalent right now?
Out of all the things, that was probably the most awkward moment in the whole episode. I'm like, I think this is really working.
Really, I think they wanted it to be funny, but it wasn't really. It was just kind of uncomfortable.
I prefer because then you know Rooster Teeth and clearly in Day 5 they've excelled at humor so much where it's more subtle and it's more just about kind of the dynamics between the characters. In that case, it didn't really work for me. But right before that moment, I think we're introduced to a really cool character, the sniper, Meredith.
Played by Katie Folger, who is an experienced actress.
Yeah, awesome.
Who I think is definitely one of the strongest new characters we've been introduced to in terms of acting ability.
Yeah,
here.
Absolutely.
She was also in Zero Charisma, which starred Sam Edison, who's been on our site a bunch.
Okay, great.
As the main character.
It's a wonderful
film produced in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's no way you're going to talk your way out of this. And then she totally talks her way out of this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that was actually pretty good.
I believe her, honestly. You know, she kicks a lot of ass in this episode.
Yeah, you know, they need someone like that, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Like their ass kicker.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that moment where the guy's kind of hitting on her. It's like, are you seriously hitting on me after I just told you I watched my husband die like 3 days ago? He's like, no.
Yeah. But I mean, her introduction just adds like another really cool character, I think. And I guess, we haven't really touched on. Oh, again, and the other thing I'm hoping for, she kind of brings up that there are psychopaths out there.
Well, of course,
and that
there
she's killing them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it seems like maybe her system of deciding who's a psychopath and not.
Yeah, it's
was
a little flawed
there. But I will say, I think the strongest point of this episode was indeed that just the soft touch with Joel Heyman's Bill Beavers character and the woman that he's with, as he basically is, you know, I mean, he's providing her a comfortable way to choose to die. And she dies from carb overload, basically, which is a nice way to go.
It is a nice way to go.
Yeah.
It's a really surprisingly sweet moment, which I kind of didn't expect for, the ending for kind of a day five episode. Like everyone's kind of, most of them ended on like really big cliffhangers or promising something like really scary to come next episode. But this one, I liked that it was much like kind of the beginning after the terrifying opening sequence, that it was quiet, sweet moment.
Yeah, agreed. So, and I would be shocked if we don't see his character come back again. I mean, like she says, what are you going to do now? He's like, yeah. I don't know. And we know he's alive at least till day 96, which also insinuates, shit, this still shit's still going on by day 96.
Well, I think day 96 was, that was day 96 for him being awake.
Oh, maybe
like, we haven't gotten to the, that was in the past.
Yeah, so we've already gotten
to that moment. Like, that day 96 was day one for everybody else.
Okay, fair enough.
But, I mean, the other person I want to bring up, obviously, like I think we mentioned before, but Lee Letty is Lex. I thought it was great to see her again, which we only briefly see her in episode two. And again, like I'm really looking forward to how her relationship just kind of continues to grow with Stephanie Drapeau's Allie. And I mean, there is actually a really big cliffhanger at the end of this episode before that really nice, sweet moment where apparently people can go back to sleep again.
Well, briefly.
Briefly.
Like she says, it's not a cure.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a workaround.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
By the way, the actress we were trying to remember who plays the woman with Bill Beavers, the character is named Nicole. The actress is Jessica Schwartz.
Yes.
I thought both of them together had such great chemistry.
They did, absolutely.
It's a shame they won't be working together again on the show.
Well, but, in new projects, maybe. We'll
but yeah, no, I thought she was actually great. I thought they were both great.
No, I love their whole relationship.
I mean, overall, for the three characters that get the most amount of screen time with this one, the two of them and Katie Folger, a lot of strong acting from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the other people were still a little shaky. Not terrible, but like, hey,
no. You know. I mean, some of the
Nerd Rage guy.
The Nerd Rage guy, hopefully he won't do another Nerd Rage type thing. You know? None of that. I want more character dynamics and relationship stuff. So,
but yeah, overall, solid episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely developing things quickly along the storyline here.
I think I have to say it's probably my second favorite episode. I still think day five, episode three is the best.
Now, we're also talking about the day five stories, which they've been putting out these shorts now. And the first one of that is called Number 27, which you can view on Rooster Teeth as well.
Yep, that's a subscriber exclusive. But that was put out last week because they took a break in between episode three and episode four.
We just didn't get to talk about it.
And I really kind of like this idea where we learned that one of the characters who we briefly see, I think, in the beginning of episode two, Emily, who worked at, played by Katie Ward, who worked at the same hospital that Allie did, she went off to kind of find, like, supplies.
Yes.
And she goes to this whole new place. She meets this other person, number 27, as she likes to refer to herself as. She's been up for a little while. And played by Casey Beaker. And I guess her whole thing is where, apparently, like, number 27 was in line for a particular, like, cell phone, which I guess is like some type of, you know, the newest version of this phone. And I guess that phone, we were able to communicate with people based on whatever technology it has, like in a closer proximity.
Mm-hmm.
So and I thought, okay, that's interesting. And the thing that I really liked about this particular kind of short is that in much the same, on a smaller scale, much the same way when I look at like something like 10 Cloverfield Lane, where it's a side story, kind of exploring the world of Cloverfield and just expanding the franchise out. This is kind of expanding all the stories that we can possibly see for day five.
Yeah,
this whole day five universe.
Definitely fits the format of a lot of shows that do webisodes.
Yeah, kind
of
like,
you're like, oh, here's a little side story about a minor character that you didn't see that much of. And sure enough, like, I'm like, she looks familiar. I don't really remember her from the hospital early on.
Yeah.
I guess she's in that
very
scene.
Briefly, in the opening of episode two.
This is Emily, played by Katie Ward, who also is a voice on Ruby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For them. But
great show.
Like, it's not till, like, the very end where you realize, oh, she was that girl we saw get killed by Psycho Guy
mailman.
And Mailman in episode three. Fuck.
Yeah, that was, I think, a really cool moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, it's a solid little extra feature that obviously doesn't add an enormous amount to the plot line.
But it's just expanding
It's a nice
world.
Little expand the universe.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that brings us to the end of this week's After Party. We'll be back next week again with the next episode. We're rapidly approaching the end of the first season.
The penultimate episode.
The penultimate episode. Indeed, you've just been dying to say penultimate.
I love, that's such a great word.
It is really one of the all-time great words.
Yeah.
Well, it's the next greatest word.
What? What's better
than that? I don't know. It's just penultimate.
Okay.
It makes sense to say that.
Yes. Very true.